The book of John, chapter number 1. John, chapter number 1. We'll begin reading at verse 1. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came to bear came for a witness, to bear witness of the light." Now notice this light here, it starts with a capital L. That means it's a significant light. It's the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. "To bear witness of the light, that all men through Him might believe. He was not that light," John wasn't, "but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not." Now I want you to notice those words, "knew Him not." God help us. "He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which was born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, Brother Charles: the life that brings light. The life that brings light. As we look at this and we begin to see John in his writing here, he's given us the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now we know that John, in the book of Revelation, the book of the revelation is a book of revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. But John here in John, he gives us that revelation of the Savior. But the sad part about this this book here that John's writing to us, this letter, and especially young people in the Lord, I always encourage them to open the book of John and start in the book of John and read the book of John. And read it through two or three times and just let it speak your heart, because the book of John is a love letter from God. I mean, that's all you can say about it. It is a love letter from God. You say, "Preacher, I've never got a love letter." Praise God. Well, open your Bible and read the book of John, and you'll get a love letter from the portals of glory. Amen. I'm talking about a love letter that's literally out of this world. Amen. Praise God. But the saddest part about this letter is John's writing and talking about the Word that comes to us and how the Word was rejected. He said He came to the world, and the world He came to, the light that came to them, they rejected it and they knew it not. Amen. I'm afraid what's so sad in the world we live in today, there's so many that know it not. They know not the Word of God, and they know not the God of the Word. And it breaks my heart because of that, because this we used to live in the buckle of the Bible Belt. This was a place where God Almighty, but the devils are having a heyday today. There's so much wickedness and violence going on. I'm saying that this morning, youngins, we need the Lord like we've never needed Him before. We need a closeness. We need a relationship. We need a consistency that we've never needed before. We've lost our consistency. Our consistency ought to be in the house of God, in the love of God, in the family of God, looking for the God of glory to come and get us, to take us home. Amen. I think our expectations are not high enough when it comes to godliness. Amen. But we begin to see this, and we begin to see the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word." Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What a blessing. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Word. And it says, but it says that he talks about the beginning, and the Lord Jesus Christ was already there. You say, when did Christ come? See, He didn't come as a babe in a manger. He already was way before that. When sin happened in the garden, when our forefathers, Adam and Eve, sinned, praise God, and they partook of the forbidden fruit because of the antagonistic devil that come along, and they began to do wrong. And he began to give them a half-truths and tell them lies. And they, we're seeing it today all over the place. The devils are giving us half-truths and lies and said, well, you know, whatever, everything's going to be okay. Just do whatever you want to do and it'll be all right. I want to say that's not what God says. God is a jealous God and God wants us to love Him and listen to Him and follow Him. I want to say praise God when you say, preacher, it's so hard to do that. Not when you sell out and say, you know what, I'm just going to go with God. I'm just going to refocus. I'm going to get a priority. And I've told you before, there's only one priority and it's Jesus Christ, our Savior. Everything else God says I'll take care of. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Food and raiment, clothing, everything we need. Praise God will be added if we'll seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the righteousness of God. That's what's right in the eyes of God. Amen. Amen. Turn ourselves to Him, focus on Him, because in the beginning it was our forefathers failed, they sinned in the eyes of God, but the Bible said that one that was there, he said he knew it was going to happen, he knew how sinful we would become, but before ever that ever even happened, Brother Bill, Jesus said at the right hand, praise God, He said, Father, I'll go and I'll be that price for sin, I'll take their sin upon myself, I'll have it hanging on an old cross of Calvary, I'll shed my blood for the sins of humanity. Amen. He said the same was in the beginning with God. That means He was already there. The same was. Amen. Praise God. He didn't say He would be, but praise God, the Bible says He was. It says all things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. We wonder why God, is God enough? Can God take care of the things in the life and the circumstances that I have in my life? Hey, man, listen to me. The Bible says if He made everything, praise God, He can take care of it. Amen. Amen. He said by Him, Paul said by Him everything consists. That means that the Lord, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, keeps everything going. Amen. He keeps everything in order. And He'll order our lives if we'll let Him. He said in Him was life. Now watch this. Verse number 4, in Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. You know, darkness don't like light. The Bible says men love darkness because their deeds are evil. I wonder about all this Antifa and all this Black Lives Matter and all the wicked things that they done all last summer. And it wasn't nothing they done that they done during the day. They do it at night in the cloak of darkness. Now, if something's in the legit, if it's up and up, praise God, you do it in the light where everybody can see. And then if you're going to protest and you're going to try to get your voice heard, you do it in the daylight when people's up and can see it. You wouldn't do it at night. But they do it at night because their deeds are evil. Well, who do evil deeds? Evil people. Amen? And whose fault's that? It's ours because we haven't given them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We haven't given them blessed hope and they're looking for hope in something else. Amen? But I'm glad there's a God of heaven that gives us hope and gives us even in the darkness. The Bible says there's a man called John that come to bear witness of the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might see the light, that all men through Him might believe. I would all of our people would become believers. Amen? I said again, all of our people would become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. It would make a difference in their life. It'd make a difference in our life. It'd give us peace in our hearts to know that they're getting in. Amen. And one day, in a little while, praise God, we'll pass out of this old world and we'll enter into a city whose builder and maker's God. And praise God, and we'll live together forever. Amen. I thank God for the old family communities we used to have. Amen. Amen. Where family worked together and loved each other and helped each other. Families and friends and neighbors could come together, amen, in a common cause. Praise God, because they loved each other, they respected each other, and they had a desire to help each other. That's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. But He said He come to bear witness of the light, that through Him people might believe. So He's not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. He said, that was the true light, Lord Jesus, that which lighteth every man that cometh unto the world. In other words, that's that whosoever will gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost, who are lost, humanity. Jesus come to seek and to save all of us that were lost. Amen. Came to seek and save whosoever would call upon His name. So He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. They didn't know who He was. Now, I'm afraid today in the world that we're living in, they still don't know Him. And I wonder if we ask ourselves a question today. Are we telling our people, are we expounding to our people the Lord Jesus Christ and how much He loves us? Are we showing them the love of God? Are we manifesting Christ Jesus to them that they might see Him in the power of His glory? Amen? That He might be revealed in them. I was thinking as I was studying on this, I was thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ after His resurrection. The Bible said He arose on the third day, praise God, He arose victorious over death and the grave. And because he did, we can also. Amen. Jesus said, I preached, I believe, a few Wednesday nights ago that Jesus said those that love Him are looking for His appearing. Those that are being born again will not see death. He said, well, preacher, hey, saints of God, these people that saved going out of here every day. That's right, they're going out of here. Are they going out of here because that's the way it is? He said, his point man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. But Jesus Christ Himself, and He cannot lie, He said, those that love Him are seeking His appearance. He said, they'll not see death. He said, you'll go out of here. He said, you'll be transferred from living to dead. Praise God, to alive. Praise God, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, before you even realize that you're dead, you'll be on the other side of shouting around, praising and giving God glory for the mercy He showed to you in saving your soul from hell. Amen. Amen. What a blessed hope we have. That's Christ Jesus. And the main thing is to know Him in the free pardon of sin. Amen. To know Him. But He said there's a whole world that knew Him not. But I see the Bible speaking to us. If you go back one chapter to the book of Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Remember the two folks on the road to Emmaus? They were going down the road and they were communing with each other, starting at verse 13 of Luke 24. And they were communicating with each other as they went down the road and talking to one another. And somebody come into their midst. Amen. Somebody slid in beside them and went to walking with them. Now, it amazes me in this story because it's just like Jesus wasn't there and then He was there. Amen? It's the same way with our Christian life, amen? When we're lost without God, Jesus isn't there. And once we realize that we need Him, we ask Him to forgive us our sin coming to heart, then He is there. Amen? And then everywhere you go, there He is. He walks with you and He talks with you and He comforts us. Amen? But He said that the Bible says here that they was come to a point that they knew Him, but they didn't realize and recognize Him at first. Amen? I believe a whole lot of us, amen, don't realize and recognize Him at first. Now, as far as we know, these two folks were followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? They were followers of Christ. Now, the sad part is that when the Bible says that they know not Christ, amen, that means they're lost. They had never been saved again. And it says in verse 17 that they were sad. As they was going down the road, they was a sad part, praise God, because they knew not Christ. But then the Bible says that Jesus begins to speak to them, verse 25. It said that they were slow to believe. Now, we know what Jesus Christ has said. We know what the Word tells us. Amen. But a lot of times, we're still slow to believe, aren't we? Shake your head like yes. Amen. All of us are slow to believe. Slow to accept the precious Word of God. Amen. Listen, I want to say something. Let me just stop here and say, it's nothing to be ashamed of the Word of God. Amen. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. I'm not ashamed of my Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'll tell anybody about Him. Amen. But praise God, we see them as they're going down there. They were sad because their sadness and unbelief. There's a slowness in believing sometimes, praise God. He said, woe unto them that are slow to believe. He said, O fools and slow of heart to believe. all that the prophets have spoken. He said, the slow of heart just doesn't believe what the prophets, what God has to say in the inspired Word of God. That's the truth of God. But then the Bible says that in verse number 32 that there, as Jesus talked to them, they said, "Hey, listen, was not our hearts burning?" Amen. As he talked to us, as he expounded the scriptures, as he went through the Word of God and began to show us and to tell us all the magnificent things that he had, that was predicted of him. Amen. That would come to pass. Amen. Sometimes we have a burning heart. You know, we get saved and we get in, but we haven't totally come to a place where we need to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, where we're trusting Him and relying on Him to meet our every need, to take care of us. So when we have problems or finances or whatever that's giving us a fit, that we just say, "Lord, you know what? You've got a problem." Amen. When the young is sick in the middle of the night, amen, praise God, you say, "Lord, you've got a problem." And their hearts is burning. Their hearts is burning to know the truth and accept the truth and believe and be the truth. But there's something that comes in the way. You know, we have that burning sense. I thought about that. We have that sometimes. And, you know, we'll have a revival. And, boy, there's just a burning and a stirring in our soul. Amen. You get under the preaching and the singing. The Holy Ghost of God gets to moving. And a spirit comes into you. And you just get a feeling where you need to draw closer than you've ever been. Like you realize that there's something missing. Amen. You get an old-fashioned camp meeting. Boy, the power of God just got people get to praise and worshiping God. Amen. A burning thing down. I mean, a burning down in your whole down in your heart like there's a fire that's being kindled. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Praise the Lord. Or when you're having Holy Ghost fellowship and people get together and they just get to bragging on the Lord for what He's doing and the manifestation of His Spirit in your life, praise God. And how you just get happy and you can't help it and you don't care. Amen. That burning, praise God, in your heart. But even as a burning in your heart, even with that desire, praise God, there's still something missing. There's a satisfaction that's just not there. Amen. Because he said in Luke 24, he said that they was a sadness. As you walk and are sad because there's something missing. But in verse 34, praise God, he tells us what it is. In verse 34, Luke 24, he said, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon." So they realized, praise God, that Jesus Christ is real. That Jesus Christ is risen. Jesus Christ is the one that the promise that He said He was. He's not the imagination. So in place of that burning, praise God, there was something took place. And when Jesus broke the bread, He said their eyes was open and they knew Him. What was missing? I mean, they may be a burning, praise God, Brother Kevin, but what makes a difference in our life is when we know the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, He's real to our life. He's not just some figure out there like in Hollywood, but He's somebody that's real to us. He's like kinfolk that we know real well. Amen? Praise God. And He's those good kinfolk, praise God, that don't ever hurt you and break your heart or offend you or cause you any grief. Amen? He's always there to help us. He's the one that satisfies our soul. When we know Him, when they saw the risen Savior, when they saw the Lord risen, and then they said, "You know what? We know Him." He said, "We've had a relationship. We've seen Him, praise God. We know that He's real." I don't know about you, but I've seen Him and I know He's real. Praise God. He came to me, praise God, and I couldn't get to Him, and He showed me Himself, and I realized that He was real. Amen. So when we see the Word, the living Word, He makes a difference in our life, praise God. And not only is He the living Word, but He's the life-giving Word. Amen. The Word that He talks about here in the book of John is Word, the Word that gives life. And Christ is that Word this morning. He makes a difference in every life that He touches. He affects us in so many, praise God, praise the Lord in just so many ways that we got. He'll love you in so many ways you just have to like some of them. Amen. Even in this old flesh in which we live. Praise God. So the written Word is quickened by the Spirit of God and it becomes the Word of life. The word of life begins to manifest itself to us. The life that brings life comes from the Lord. Without that, we're just a bunch of dead, decaying carcasses. Amen. Before we're saved, praise God, we're just old sinners dying and just a bunch of decaying, putrefying carcasses. We're living, but we have no life. You say, well, preacher, we got life because we're moving and breathing and moving around. If you want to call that life, I guess so. But praise God, I wouldn't call it living. Hey man, praise God, when living is when you have peace down in your heart, have peace in your soul, praise God, that passes all understanding. And when obstacles and things come up in our lives, I praise God, we can say, Lord, you know what's going on. And Lord, I know that you're in control. I know that you're sovereign, Lord. Everything happens, happens for a reason. And God, we just keep looking to you because you've promised that one day in a little while that you give us life eternal. And one day we'll be with you and we'll surpass all this mess. You'll pluck us out of here and you'll take me home. Amen. Amen. Could be today. Amen. I don't plan on living forever. I told some people if I knew I was going to live this long, I took better care of myself. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad I have a blessed hope. Amen. So we see the Word, and the Word is life. And when we see a light shining, we know that there's a source for that light. John's talking about the light that's shining, and a light that shines, it has to have a source. Amen? Would you not agree? Amen. I said when a light shines, it has to have a source to shine. Amen. But you know what? It don't have to be a literal, it could be a reflected light that's shining off of something else. Amen. Or it could be a borrowed light without life. Do you ever think about that? A borrowed light. I have a light. It's called a flashlight. Now, if I push this little button, this light will come on. Look at that. That's a light. But this light has no life within itself. This light is depending on, this flashlight is depending on something else for its source of power. If I take the batteries out of this thing is just a cold, dead piece of chunk of metal. The light's still there, but it's just a cold, dead light. In order for the light to shine, it has to have a source. The source, whoa, that thing's bright. I wonder why people was looking at it funny. I didn't think it shined. But I can't see a thing. In order for it to shine, there has to be a source. There has to be a power source. There has to be something that gives it life. See, this light is an artificial. It's using an artificial, a dead source. I mean, you say, why do you call it dead? Because it can't provide it itself. Amen? It has to depend on something else. But I want to say because of the light that shines for us in Lord Jesus Christ through the written Word of God. It's only through the written Word of God, the light that God shines only when there's life from Him. That light that illuminates the hearts and the minds of people. So the written Word, it brings life to life of the eternal Word. So the life begins to speak out through the Word of God and we begin to recognize that light. Amen. It's an eternal light that shines forever. Praise God. It lights up the hearts of humanity. Amen. The heart, the light within the heart shines unto the Lord into our lives. So light has to come from the Lord and into us, praise God, so that we can have light. Amen. And then he said, in him is no darkness at all. In other words, God doesn't shine light and remove light. God shines the light forever. He say, hey, he's better than Motel 6, Brother Junior. He leaves the light on for you. Amen. So you can follow the Lord, trust the Lord, praise God. He'll always be there for you. He'll always illuminate our ways if we'll just what? He's not a false light. He's not a made up light, a reflected light, praise God. He is the light of life that shines to all humanity. that through Him, praise God, we may see the Lord Jesus Christ. He's that light, that L-I-G-H-T, capital L-I-G-H-T, praise God, that shines on us today. Bless His holy name. So we see the Word of God and we see the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures of God, out of the light, that comes out of the life of God. Amen. To usward. And it shines into your life and my life if we'll let it. But you know what's wrong with the world today? Praise God, we're running away from the light. We don't want the light, the true light, because the light illuminates us and shows us all of our iniquities. Shows us our sins and shortcomings. You say, well, preacher, I ain't really that bad. Yeah, but you're not really that good. Amen. We all sin. Bible says we all sin to come short of the glory of God. We do things that's wrong, and we need the Lord to illuminate us, to show us those, so we can repent of those and go on, press forward for His glory. If there's ever been a time that God's people and our homes need the Lord, I've said it before you. I tell young people all the time, and when they're talking about getting married and we do counseling with them, you'll not make it without the Lord. There's too much adversary. There's too much that can go wrong without the Lord. We've got to have the Lord to help us in time, praise God, in relationships and in situations, so we don't have to stumble around in the darkness. Amen. But God, the Holy Ghost of God, through the Word of God, He gives us the life of God, and He puts it into our lives that makes a difference. Amen. So what I'm trying to say this morning is the good soul of a heart that's hungering for the Word of God, for that life, praise God, that God has to give us through the Word of God. It manifests Itself to us. And what it does, it produces in our lives the very life of God. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this, that we should have a Christ-likeness in us. That the life of God would be in us. That's what He manifests to us. That's what He gives to us through the Word of God. He shows us Himself so that we can walk with Him, and a life that brings light would be in us. It would be radiant. It'd be illuminating, praise God. It'd be a pointing us in the direction that we should go. In John chapter number 8. John chapter number 8. Just a few chapters over in verse number 12. The Bible says this. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have, what? The light of life. Amen? The light of life has come to the world. And He said, if those that'll follow Him, those that believe on Lord Jesus Christ, those that trust in Him, praise God, He said, I'll give unto them, they'll have the light of life. I'm talking about real life. I'm not talking about a phony made-up life or something that we get from Hollywood. But I want to say it's a life that comes from God Almighty through the precious Word of truth that we have, that we receive through the Holy Ghost of God. He ministers to our hearts and gives us that light from heaven. He gives us the light of life. Amen. We need light to live. I have some tomato plants at the house, and I got tired of running up on the hill way up on the garden every time I wanted a mater. So this year we put some in planters and we put them down beside, in front of my study so that when we wanted one, we could pluck us one off and say, having to go all the way to the garden. But I noticed here a while back, even yesterday, that one of them, it was on the very end in front of the study, it wasn't getting enough sunlight. It was growing, but it wasn't blooming and everything nice like the others. And I finally realized what it was. It wasn't getting enough sun. So I got it yesterday, and I mean, that thing's, it's this tall now. And I had a stick behind, had it kind of tied up, you know, so it wouldn't fall out everywhere. So I got that thing yesterday. I pulled a stick up, and very gingerly, I moved that thing around and put it over where there was more light. And I noticed this morning already, Brother Junior, that thing's standing up nice and pert. Well, I mean, just as pretty as you can see, praise God, it's done God over there where it's getting some light. Praise God, and it's standing up straighter. It's standing up taller. It's looking better. Praise God, it looks greener already. Praise God, I believe by tomorrow there'll be blooms popping out. Why? Because it got it into the light. Young as I say, praise God, if we'll just go with God, if we'll get in the marvelous light, the Lord Jesus Christ, the life that brings light, praise God, is there for every one of us. We just have to find it. We have to seek it, praise God. We have to want it and desire it. And when we have it, praise God, it illuminates our lives and changes us forever. Amen. You know, we're living in a crazy world. But David said in the last days, Brother Junior, that people would be running to and fro. Amen. Ain't we there? I mean, we run to and fro like a bunch of chickens with our heads cut off. Amen. Running here and there, praise, and we ain't got time for nothing. We don't have time for each other. We don't have time for fellowship. So what are we accomplishing? Amen. It's time that we put the priority right in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Begin to manifest. Let Him manifest Himself to Him. Let Him see Him. Let's begin to look for the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ so we can have a right relationship with Him so that He can give us that marvelous light of life that He came to represent to us in the beginning, because He is the light that we need. Said He came to a world and they knew Him not. The disciples on the road to Emmaus, they realized and they knew Him. Amen. It's time that we not only know about Him, but we need to know Him in the free pardon of sin. We need to know Him as that marvelous light that'll shine into our hearts. Amen. We need to be different. We need to be peculiar. Amen. We need to love our neighbor as ourselves. I've told you many times, who is your neighbor? It's that husband, it's wife, those children, those grandchildren, it's people that's closest to us. Those are our nearest neighbors. And then it goes out from there. But we need to love them like we love ourselves. And we can't love ourselves if we don't love the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. But He wants to produce in our lives the life of God, a likeness of God. But we just have to let Him this morning. Amen. The life that brings light, it's here. It's here. It's in the Word of God. It's in the Word of truth. We just have to take it and receive it. We have to put ourselves in a place to receive, just like that little mater plant. We have to put ourselves in a place to receive it. Amen. There's so many people say, well, preacher, I hear it all the time going out and visit. Well, preacher, I'm saved, but I just don't have time to go to church. I don't have to go to church to be saved. No, you don't. But without that fellowship, it's just like that plant that's living over in the darkness. Amen. It can't grow in the dark. That's why God said we need to, He said not to fail to assemble yourself together, even so the more as the days approach. He said we need to have this fellowship. We need to have a relationship with God. We need to have instruction from the Word of God. Amen. So that we can draw close to Him, we can draw nigh to Him, so that He can draw nigh to us. Amen. What happens? The light shines on us, and we see who we are, and we see what we need to do, and then God helps us to do it. Amen. Through His grace and His mercy and that tender love that He has for us. And then we begin to be a blessing to each other. Amen. We begin to see each other in a different light. Praise God. We're not in competition with each other. Amen. Praise God. We're all in the same game, doing the same thing, heading for the same place for God's glory. And we just need to pull together, allow God to help us with that light that shines from glory. It's a true light, a light, a real light that manifests itself to us and through us in the life of God Almighty if we'll let Him. Amen. That's what makes a difference to me. That's what makes a difference to you, is having the light of God to illuminate our hearts. He's speaking to us today. He's speaking to us through His Word. And He's saying, you know what? Come unto me, all you weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Hey, don't be quit fighting against God. There's no use. You're not going to win fighting against the Lord. I've told the story before. I know I've told you many times when the Lord was calling me to preach and I was running from it. In my house, everybody was miserable. It was several years. Our household was miserable. I'll just be honest, because I was miserable. But amen, I'm glad that the God of heaven finally got me shook up enough to where I just bowed down and said, Lord, I'll do whatever You'd have me to do. And then I bowed down the riverbank and said, Lord, here am I. I said, I can't do this. And He said, but I'll be a vessel. He said, that's all I ask. Amen. And God's made a difference. He planted something in my heart. There's a light that's a shining in there. Amen. And I'd like to be able to share it with everybody. Praise the Lord. That's the way it ought to be. Have a light that's shining in your heart. That light of life. Do you have it today? a light of life in your heart that's shining forth, illuminating, praise God, the whole every fiber of your being for God's glory today. It needs to be. It can be. The Lord wants it to be if we'll just let Him shine in us. Amen.